Audio media, draft, reference, https://nino.com/1659,459,483-dr-joseph-pierre-npi-1659,483-dr-joseph-pierre-in-St-Albans-address, Medicare status, and contact home all doctors Family Medicine New York St. Albans Dr. Joseph Pierre-1659,408,383 Profile details Dr. Joseph Pierre is a physician based out of St. Albans, New York and his medical specialization is family medicine. He practices in St. Albans, New York and has the professional credentials of MD. The NPI number for Dr. Joseph Pierre is 1,659,408,383 and he holds a license number 189,714, New York. His current practice location address is 20,003 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York and he can be reached out via phone at 718-525-5505 and via fax at 718-525-8102. You can also correspond with Dr. Joseph Pierre through mail at his mailing address at 20,003 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York 11412-3223, mailing address contact number 718-525-5505. Dr. Joseph Pierre graduated from medical school in 1992. Now come on, doctor. You're not going to be a coward, are you? You believe in the work that you do is honest. The positions you hold has prestige. To be called out in public for what is obvious a bias of strategic ignorance. See agnotology, that I challenged you. I have a way of fighting this. An informational theory that has proven grounds. I have a feeling that Google is going to side on behalf of the truth. http://google.fuckeduphuman.spaces/google-we-have-to-talk-about-national-security.org My truth in your truth Dr. Pierre don't meet. Psychology today is caught in the middle. They are positioning themselves to be criminally irresponsible hold the opinion of your paper and in view of reality. Who's trying to kid who sir? This is not a game. Something you should probably read the author not me. She no doubt Ali quotes you explicitly. https://proclivitiesprinciplewisdom.medium.com/open-letter-to-the-us-department-of-justice-b788-47e61e https://proclivitiesprinciplewisdom.medium.com/intimations-towards-secret-organizations-the-plight-of-the-targeted-individual-4DD933D69-4 Before you and your paper and the publication of Psychology Today find themselves on the wrong side of a court trial, I suggest you answer me. What motivates you? What motivates you to conduct a conspiracy? What motivates you to conduct a campaign of deception in what is strategic ignorance? What motivates you into promoting hate? I have the ability to place the search results of Google from my network on the very top. Have a Google search for your name. You cannot hire a reputation repair firm to counteract this ability I have. Their solution will not work. Their solution to promote content above me won't work. Pushing me down won't work. It's all in how Google search results are derived. In the name of a sergeant at the San Bernardino Police Department. You can test this yourself. Okay, Google. Sergeant Lanier Rogers. I'm only have put a few people in this position. The position that you are going to hold will be permanent even though I consider it a temporary state in general. I am sick and tired of this argument. I'm sick and tired of this intractable conflict. I am sick and tired of this wicked problem. all of which you generate by your silence. It is time to remove the hate. It is time that the gods add perspective. I'm surveillance by using technology transcending into actions crossing that divider the deemed against natural law. Therefore, it's not really the surveillance that is the problem. But actions that cross that divider, actions from hell and consent must be forbidden. There is no such valid activity as psych unseen. That science is evident. Those who are not following the science should be sought. Crimes against the United States of America indicted and prosecuted for treason. Insurrections such as what happened at the state capitol on January 6 are directly, not indirectly, related to these matters. Your failure to respond to this with a truism concern of your nation further indemnifies the reality here. It's your silence and your attempt to not have a response. Dr. Pierre goes to the heart of the matter. The 3-part article on Psychology Today titled Under Gang Stalking had a huge failure disclosure. To quote Drive. Lorraine Sheridan from her 2015 paper into a brief statement from the research finding paper from April 2020 purposefully sheltering the author's source that from your reading audience is journalistic negligence is criminal factor. This is a criminal matter conducting a criminal enterprise. To propagate that gang stalking is for the majority a delusion is so erroneous. Not to mention the positions of the April 2020 paper from the same author that you intentionally sheltered disclosure Kumon reading audience, you do not include her entire opinion, the actual research findings. Now if you were to offer your article correctly journalistic reprise, you would mention Dr. Lorraine Sheridan in both quotations. That's you have a problem with her repositioning, and you wouldn't then proceed forward informing your audience that you're in dispute of the secondary finding. But you can't do that. So a deception has to be in a public, fraud has to be placed upon the universe in a peer review article, and your entire career, sir, it has to be placed into jeopardy, and the entire paper of Psychology Today let's also have to be placed into a liability. For the only way you are going to change is if and or when true. Damages are assessed to the perpetrators of this fraudulent criminal enterprise of strategic ignorance. To avoid that would be my most best work as a peace builder. For we could reconcile this, find agreement, find remorseful upbringing following the doctrine. I'm some manifesto written decades, generations ago that you seem to find reference for, to have placed upon the record on Psychology Today your article. And pay it no mind at all the people under the employment of that magazine. For in general I do not believe Psychology Today would endorse the activity that you individually I put into liability. Okay, for the most part Psychology Today is a reputable source. Do you really want to have this on your conscience, sir? I guarantee you I can put you in a position at least in Google search results on the very top first most match to your name out question. As people look your name up, it will look funny that the placement of your name legally presented to the world as detrimental as it may be, as derogatory as it may be, is unchallengeable by way of a pursuit of libel or defamation. Cause you fail to release yourself from your hidden agenda and do the right thing no matter what. This will affect your family. Your ability to save face in view of your work, your colleagues' Kirk prestige that you think you have will eventually unravel itself as years and years and years go by and your name is listed on the top Abbott stock at the domain, but I consider temporary. But your failure to communicate, your ability to communicate rational, reasonable truth, to discuss the matter naturally, which would be something one would do naturally if one found themselves listed here under this name space. Sergeant Lanier Rogers under San Bernardino Police Department is one such person. Not to mention all of you have NPI records. And there is a tool I'm notation for our information society Adele to comment on NPI records. This is a commenting toolkit embedded in the records at _span_span_npino.com. I'm still no discussion. Overtime, sir. It will look very odd to leave the record upon this obvious challenge answered. The public will understand. What is before them is the truth for which a so-called professional have no answer and no challenge for court intervention to remove the content as untruthful. No defamation or libel suit can be sought by you to remove the content. The audience must then conclude as long-standing as it must show the truth is in your silence. This will be done one person at a time. I don't need to do anything over the top to distribute false narratives, sir. I don't do that. I give a person a chance to claim their independence, the impartiality, and their need to see fair something is harming our society before I call them out completely. But not in your case. The offense you just demonstrate in your article, it's such an outrageous attempt, and you have pulled others into your conspiracy of people who are innocent, even though you might think I wouldn't jeopardize all of that somehow. That collateral damage that you have put on the risk that you had no regard for should be saved for one population of class over another. Guess who's in the controlling hands of this? Google. Whose motto is do no evil. Taking your field crafts her interview. Have you ever read the original white paper on how Google works? I have. And it was actually after I read a different paper on how to construct the open dash ended space left of a URL that is active technology on my internet domains. My internet domains have been online since June of 2005. And I have no delusions of grandeur, no personality disorder, nor do I have any preconceived notions that put me into the delusional category for what I have experienced when my first introduction and exposure to the term gang stalking appears in my life in late 2019. My online live life journal is a collection of lots of different things not individually targeted to an individual person or individual cars according to visual concern, except for in the mirror notice Ava maladjusted culture first identified in my writing in the phrase, fucked up humans. I'm a part of the gang stalking community as a targeted individual. But 100% of the narratives out here are not delusional. And sure, as I said, you cannot please all of the people all of the time, meaning sure you can find a delusional story cast in this set of narratives not too hyper-focused on that is a flaw in critical thinking. Dennis Stablish has a failure to acknowledge, no matter what the terminology is, the structure I hate-base culture that is now turned under the phrase gang stalking has been a part of humanity since biblical times, sir. Cross-burning, we are members of a group such as the KKK, what in a gang conduct and demonstration of fear and burn a cross in the yards, typically the front yard of persons they wanted to remove from the community to intimidate from the community, typically black people. Pause. Burnings do not exist anymore, but that does not mean that I hate culture that produced hot springs. A form of gang stalking does not exist, and failure for you to acknowledge this as a mental health industry is outrageous. I conclude here. No matter how big you might be, the story of David and Goliath is paramount. A video produced by _span_span_lordapot.com_span_span_ as a glossary of legal terms has the issuance of ransacking also prevalent. Is your position only because you have forced it down society's throat in strategic ignorance? By having the Lordapot glossary of legal terms, Kim's prudence as a civil society resource. And this is the YouTube comment that created that comments were no longer on, or your appearance before in your lecture on truth. Official. Civil society, reality / validation. GANGSTALKING is real. Legal definitions glossary release by Law Depot / Plain Law YouTube channel. The individual is handicapped by coming face - to - face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. - J. Edgar Hoover, former FBI director. The CIA and FBI are behind most, if not all, terrorism. - Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief. This is a # Thelongfam Community Affairs address. I. And feedback on the legal definitions video. What is gang stalking? An audio narrative of this is made. Available - and the distribution of this address is considered public domain. http://webdomains.grewup.net/lordapot.com/what-is-gang-stalking-community-address1.org-. Okenzia. Compromise us none of the truth. Directed address of concern to Law Depot / Plain Law. This is kind of one of those things in life. One of those things where you just have to meet a person at their convenience at their location. No matter how far it would be. Even if that was across the sea. I would have to fly to you to make that happen. This barring any expense of any monetary affordability. That is what it will take. Luckily, we are not at that kind of distance to fly across the world across the seas. I'm in San Bernardino, California. Your closest office is not far away. Walking distance, actually. United States Office 340 S Lemon Avenue. Number 9644 Los Angeles, CA 91789 USA. Dash. On September 21, 2013. For me to attempt any kind of result of matters that were happening and remain happening. The consequences of what remains into today are dire and fatal. My death is the forecast and no one seems to hold honesty into view to find a remedy. There are no consulates. There's no upward counsel to reach for. To explain your video YouTube library, which is a great thing for sure. One video stands out from the rest. Outrageous is the reason. With hundreds of videos entered into your legal definitions glossary library, with what seemed to be an average view count around 300 per video, the one video relates outrageousness by having a view count. Underscore span style equals color RGB 96, 96, 96, text dash align, center, background dash color RGB 221, 221, 221, underscore 12,758 views underscore slash span underscore. To explain this, we need to meet face dash to dash face. We have to find a remedy. We have to find a remedy. We have to find a counsel, even if we need to make that counsel ourselves. We have to engage forward as though this is important. Do you agree? https://youtube/b5uvc7vzeio. What is gang stalking? Underscore span style equals color RGB 96, 96, 96, underscore 12,758 views underscore slash span underscore 234 15 share save report plain law 758 subscribers. Subscribed. Published on May 29, 2019. For more information, visit https://www.lawdepot.com/pd=pg-bfym. Gang stalking refers to harassment and intimidation tactics used by a group of individuals against another person or toward a smaller group of people. People may initiate this type of civil offense because they are intolerant of another person for numerous reasons, which might include differing beliefs or lifestyles, jealousy, or racial prejudice. Stalkers generally design the covert methods used for psychological harassment to exact revenge, coerce silence, or cast out persons having opposing views. While gang stalking is considered a misdemeanor in some states, the offense carries felony penalties in others. These matters are urgent as there remains a huge misinformed public of the truth reality of gang stalking, and there is bad actors and intentional wrongdoing happening day to day. Actually preventable and unnecessary deaths throughout the entire nation. We must find a counsel and create an intervention of truth reality into a reputable mainstream news source. Because this source that I have put into a conversation on Facebook Messenger is obviously correct. With the San Bernardino Sun news source. This audio file may be long, but it has instrumental objects of discussion that prove this existence. We have to do something about this urgently, immediately. This is a messenger chat audio spoken transcript. Play time is long, 3.5 hours, but it shows exactly what is going on with the evidence of deceit by our actual news organization. http://facebook.fuckeduphuman.net/sun/itrealityaudit/sanbernardinosun. Just for the hell of it, messenger, chat, lies.org. Please save the criticism. What is here is real. Please do not insult my intelligence and tell me one more time that this is not a conspiracy when it is a conspiracy absolute exposed and provable beyond a reasonable doubt. I have the further evidence to prove it. To that point, shall we find a court process to actually file a complaint? If we cannot find a conversation to move forward from here, I will show up at your door sometime some way. Perhaps crawling from location to location. To get public awareness of the outside audience of real people. Wanting to know why I am crawling. I'm sure it will draw some attention. With a mission at hand and a destination in view. A public presentation of an immediate call for action. Absolutely no excuses. No further delay. If I have to crawl to get the public attention of you all. # you all are absolutely insane. # Crawling in my need to find some sanity, wise wisdom, wise legal wise. It's not illegal to crawl. I am dead serious, people. http://knock-knock-angels.card.co. Do I really need to crawl to your office to get someone to respond a response of responsibility? Do I really need to crawl to your office? Believe me, I am dead serious. I will crawl. In a beggar's form. To get the attention of somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Somewhere people have sanity in their lives. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere people do not allow this kind of condition to exist in our society. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere there has got to be someone with great enthusiasm to stand up and be accounted for their integrity. To help me. In September of 2013, I returned to Oakland to the events that transpired against me. Remains unfixed. On February 20, 2005, I wrote something in view of the fog of informational warfare that I found myself living within an informational quarantine. Today's events are disturbing to know. Russia offshore is using informational warfare to engage and interfere with our presidential elections. That is a researched position by our Congress. That is true. So that is true. In 2013, I was in Oakland, California to fulfill a promise to walk home in protest of events involved in eviction case WG06266106. Oakland, California to San Bernardino, CA. On May 20, 2006. I made a promise to walk home to attorney Alan Horwitz of the law offices of Todd Rothbard. Within the scope of this conflict, I had the need to contact the FBI. What matters which I can disclose but do not need to write in this here. Everything is publicly posted online. My story is real. I visited the office of the Oakland branch FBI on June 21, 2006. Reporting that I had a hacked profile. I was being cyberbullied, cyber harassed and cyberstalked before such things were made illegal and criminal to be prosecutable by law. Entering into the actual branch of the FBI, all I had was a true violation of law upholding a hacked profile. What was set up was intentional. In defense of what is now called gaslighting. And what they were telling me and doing to me. The account that got hacked was a trap account set up with the intention of finding something to make sense in the insanity being generated. So I took my actual profile that was on that site and I made a duplicate of it. Photos and everything. it was a duplicate of my profile with a very odd name. You see, this site was very unusual. It provided user stats to all the outside without being a member of the site itself. Account date created. Account last login. Number of logins. Last modified date. So it was a duplicate of my prior account and I have the following actions taken on it. I logged into it a series of 7 times. On the 7th time for good luck. I changed the password to an extremely long character password - randomly typed. I don't know what it was. Some sites today prevent this. I took this long string and copied it into the clipboard. I pasted it into both fields of password change. Basically locking me out of my own account unless I use a password reset, of course. Which I never did. At the time I took this snapshot, this is a hacked profile. _ span style equals color RGB 80 0 80, font - family Arial, font - size small, _ number of logins 7, _ span _ _ span style equals color RGB 80 0 80, font - family Arial, font - size small, _ all times Pacific _ span _ _ span style equals color RGB 80 0 80, font - family Arial, font - size small, _ most recent login 9/3/2005 4:17:25 p.m. 213 days ago _ span _ _ span style equals color RGB 80 0 80, font - family Arial, font - size small, _ profile created 9/3/2005 6:37:45 am 213 days ago _ span _ _ span style equals color RGB 80 0 80, font - family Arial, font - size small, _ profile last updated 10/1/2005 8:32:53 p.m. 185 days ago _ span _ Already open was a Google group without community involvement. This is where all of this record is from the past, still has never been addressed. https://grups.google.com/us/1/local-hiv-community-oaklandca. Already established. My interface to Dr. Catherine Meeks and the project that was online at the time called City AIDS America. James Driscoll. 8/24/06. _ span style equals font - family Roboto Arial sans - serif font - size 12px letter - spacing 0.3px line - height 16px color RGB 95 99 104 _local-hiv-community-oaklandca@googlegrups.com/span_. Dear local HIV community Oakland CA. City AIDS Americas _I_ Americas Leadership Initiative for AIDS Competence in Cities _/E_ _I_strong_P_strong_/E_ addressing vulnerability. How to make this issue a high priority that is addressed early on. If no one feels they started early enough, how should it be done? - Oakland needs grassroots advocacy, time and political enrollment. Need to get community to pressure local government to make it a priority. This was related to the quality of care of AIDS social services. At this point it is obvious. Something so strange, so unfathomable is under all of this. Because my account got hacked. It got hacked overriding the login. That requires a bit of a little bit more than your average intelligence of a person. These people out there that are targeting me back then and still today, who are engaged in a system that we classify as gang stalking. That is what I came to the FBI with in June 2006. That was what created a promise to walk home. I have no other choice but to include the description and public commenting of your video. What is gang stalking? The text to Alan Horowitz that was composed on May 20, 2006. It's posted online in two locations. It is titled, Oakenzeer. One in text is fully written found on Wikiworld and then subsequently on SoundCloud. http://wikiworld.com/wiki/index.php. Title equals Oakenzeer. Site currently seems non-responsive. https://soundcloud.com/in/themeandway/OakenzeerWikiWorld. Oakenzeer at WikiWorld. James Driscoll. 601. October 22, 2015. Written on May 20, 2006, dash in protest to events happening in eviction case WG06266106, Alameda County CA filed April 20, 2006, dash written to attorney Alan Horowitz at Todd Rothbard Legal Agency. This address contains a promise to walk home, from Oakland to San Bernardino, more than 500 miles, in protest of these events. I was very serious about my stated intention to this attorney to walk home in protest, dash that long walk actually was conducted and started on CIOT 21 2013, the International Day of Peace, and Web Journal documented it, along walkofbeauty.us. 2021 insert, domain expired. I might as well commit suicide because nobody will help me fix this with honesty. View and read in text form. WikiWorld.com/wiki/index.php/Oakenzeer. To Dr. Joseph Pierre at PsychUnseen. I give you no consent to ignore this to a silence oblivion. You are involved in a conspiracy, I can prove it. The writing Oakenzeer writing May 20, 2006 is provided in full at the close exist text. Really, sir, you know who I am and I know who you are. Why do you hate on me so badly? So badly over these many years. Don't you think it's time to give up this hate? _span:\family\sans-serif\font-size\12.8px_nobody-cares-to-have-an-honest-discussion_/span_ In the most basic foundation, all I am asking for is an open, honest discussion to move forward. That is what I am asking for these passing years to now over a decade. That is all I am asking for. I might as well commit suicide. I have quite a bit of effort in my attempt to publicly to bring this attention to the matters at hand in civil society. Absolutely nothing I have done has impacted this conspiracy. Actually, everything I have attempted to do has been backburned at me, causing me to not have any social services or doctor care. I have been without HIV care since March of 2019. Posted across social media and on YouTube. Still absolutely nobody has responded. #HIV, untreatable. Dash. http://alongwalkofbeauty.growup.net. Remarkables. The mentioned webinar here was conducted by Dr. Catherine Meeks. With a comment applied to the Facebook event to my pre-conclusive need that I would be addressed in the webinar, I said I was interested in this event. The events that transpired threw me out of the webinar on mental health. I did nothing wrong. I challenge the notion that my question I put in the teleconference Q&A was answered live when it was not answered. Prior to the webinar, I emailed Dr. Meeks. They didn't throw me out immediately when I post my question. When I was challenged the notion that it was actually answered when it wasn't, that's when they threw me out. I might as well commit suicide. http://fuckeduphuman.life/dr-todd-grandes/b-1033422845/google-search-gangstalking-feedback-to-google-text.org http://fuckeduphuman.life/dr-neeraj-gupta/ index/dr-neeraj-gupta parent directory @realityaudit-dr-neeraj-gupta.org emergency-understanding-status-monstermash-mashmeded.org hugefail-webinar-880-7823-3178-monstermash.org balanced-wholeness-card-coslash-dash YouTube channel, Plain Law. Source Media Source. http://laudapot.com And my mother does not understand why I am so upset with my very own family poor over these many years to have allowed the haters to win. And that I see your video release very instrumental here. And not truly understanding of how bullshit has been allowed to erode all of my relationships including my family. Such an effect is noted in your comments. L hope your video goes to heal these family ties that are broken because of mass societal deception. Strategic ignorance. With a scientific field study all on its own. Agnotology. Dash. https://youtube/b5uvc7vzeio What is gang stalking? __span_style=color_rgb96969_12758views_/span_234 15 Share Save. Report. Plain Law. 758 subscribers. Subscribed. Published on May 29, 2019. For more information, visit https://www.laudapot.com/pd=pg-bfym. Gang stalking refers to harassment and intimidation tactics used by a group of individuals against another person or toward a smaller group of people. People may initiate this type of civil offense because they are intolerant of another person for numerous reasons, which might include differing beliefs or lifestyles, jealousy, or racial prejudice. Stalkers generally design the covert methods used for psychological harassment to exact revenge, coerce silence, or cast out persons having opposing views. While gang stalking is considered a misdemeanor in some states, the offense carries felony penalties in others. The comments aptly to your video. Completely uncensored. How can you post such a video and have such a response? Both in view count and commenting from the public personification side of a mega tormenting problem. The airing of some kind of problem that has no consulates. It is morally reprehensible to have issued such a object to the universe to have such a commenting onto its presence and do nothing about what is the truth of the matter. It is morally reprehensible. Morally reprehensible to ignore them and it's morally reprehensible ignored me. It's morally reprehensible to leave us in this category. Being abused by the government. To be left without legal enforcement counsel. To be left fending for ourselves. There are, of course, people who are delusional in this slice of life. because you cannot please all of the people all of the time. But the actual classification that gang stalking is an internet phenomenon, that classified 100% a delusional, is so much of an overreach bias, it ain't funny. If that is what you deem here is the underscore span style equals, font dash size, 1.4 rem, underscore record of response on your video, that we all are delusional means that you are insane carrying on such a deception, underscore slash span underscore. This even though you have this video in your library. It is time for somebody in civil society to grant us what is legal capacity, so we can stop this nonsense permanently. This whole spectrum of story cast narratives has been researched, attempted to find an understanding for this phenomenon. That research does not conclude anything close that this is all some kind of internet phenomenon, a community set forth into its own void mass delusion. The research findings are published at the National Institutes of Health. April 6, 2020. More importantly, the research was conducted by Dr. Lorraine Sheraton, and the conclusions of the research actually is a repositioning change from a statement she originally made from 2015. Several media creators in this field, I have challenged the notion that they continue to make the assumption a delusion. I see so-called healthcare professionals with MPI records quote from Dr. Sheraton's 2020 research, not providing the full statement that she endorses. The reference bias comes from the fact that they quote the 2015 position, try to quote from a 2020 repositioning, but don't state that it is a repositioning that they are apparently disputing. These are very serious accusations. One of which goes against Psychology Today itself, that it has lost its journalistic integrity to hold this position without either modification to the article that appears or a complete removal of the article. None of these people will commit to the truth freely in the reality of this destructive activity being waged against our citizens. Most likely to you at Law Depot / Plain Law onto the Legal Definitions video library, which I consider a good deed, as is now being directed, this message won't come to the defense of the truth freely. Something interferes with civil society to remain their professionalism. They've become unprofessional at a very strange way - and so it is acceptable to not talk about something. A topic subject so taboo in off-limits. I have captured these things interview to how absurd these people, specifically doctors, go to avoid this conversation at all cost. In that regard, that is the crux of the argument, the foundation, classic defined as conspiracy. A huge monster, huge black eye secret. There has to be some leverage placed upon you to finally do the right thing. We have this amount of carnage being written about, you think this is funny. You think this is fiction. Not even close. Dash. Jesus lives underscore slash span underscore. 4 months ago underscore span style equals, margin, 0px, padding, 0px, border, 0px, underscore underscore slash span underscore. I am a victim for almost 10 years. They get more aggressive. God sees all. There is nothing done in secret that won't be exposed to the light. Underscore span style equals, margin, 0px, 8px, 0px, 0px, padding, 0px, border, 0px, display, inline dash block, underscore 20 underscore slash span underscore. Reply. Hide 8 replies. Underscore span style equals, margin, 0px, padding, 0px, border, 0px, underscore tachunch underscore slash span underscore. 3 months ago underscore span style equals, margin, 0px, padding, 0px, border, 0px, underscore underscore slash span underscore. How do you deal with it? It's driving me crazy, it's making me so mad, like I'm not myself anymore. I want to stoop to their level and hurt them like they are hurting me. Underscore span style equals, margin, 0px, 8px, 0px, 0px, padding, 0px, border, 0px, display, inline dash block, underscore 3 underscore slash span underscore. Reply. Underscore span style equals margin 0px padding 0px border 0px underscore Jesus lives underscore slash span underscore 3 months ago underscore span style equals margin 0px padding 0px border 0px underscore underscore slash span underscore at tachunch underscore span dir equals auto style equals margin 0px padding 0px border 0px underscore there are many God is calling who don't yet know, in my opinion. Others are more in tune with truth and others are just discovering. But this really is spiritual warfare. It's totally a political movement on their part. There is a rebellion to their system I personally feel like comes from God. So, to us, it's spiritual. The reality is we need God. That's all we can do. We are in persecution and spiritual battle. Scripture speaks of persecution. But the false church thinks having someone throw a drink at your car for your honk if you love Jesus bumper sticker is persecution. Or being called names. They have no clue what persecution is, living for self. These people doing the stalking don't realize they've been hypnotized, drugged, and had these weapons used on them to get them to do these things. This is part of the delusion spoken of in 2 Thess. TGE hardening of their hearts. I got family who helps torment me. My own flesh and blood. Clearly gifts and money alone cannot entice an entire world to become murderous and enjoy it. Nazi Germany used amphetamine on the troops to get them to lose empathy. The reality is, we must turn to God. Seek after Him without the so-called church. That's where it started. Scripture warned us as soon as the disciple would leave wolves would enter and it would wax worse. Scripture also called us out of the temple in Revelation and, it's not just Rome. Scripture warns the harlot has many daughters. These are the fake churches. God also told us several times, I no longer dwell in temples made by the hands of men. So trust 1 John 2:26-27 when it says the Holy Spirit will teach you because men are liars. He will guide you on your studies to information that is truth. But still always pray for truth and discernment because even the best of intentions can be wrong. Even in my teachings I tell people this is my walk and what I've found as things become exposed, but I do not profess to have all knowledge and to still pray over it. Above all else, we must love. Yes, even the enemy. God warns to not return evil for evil. God is our vengeance. If we have not love and compassion, feeling sorry for their souls and not just our own, then we are in CB wrist and He is in us. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Seek God with humility and pray for forgiveness. We are sinners. If we say we are not, then the truth is not in us, underscore slash span underscore. Underscore span style equals, margin, 0px, padding, 0px, border, 0px, underscore show less underscore slash span underscore. Underscore span style equals margin 0px 8px 0px 0px padding 0px border 0px display inline dash block underscore 4 underscore slash span underscore. Reply. Underscore span style equals margin 0px padding 0px border 0px underscore tachunch underscore slash span underscore. 3 months ago underscore span style equals margin 0px padding 0px border 0px underscore underscore slash span underscore at Jesus lives underscore span dir equals auto style equals margin 0px padding 0px border 0px underscore that much is true. I'm a believer of the Most High. I know that there are many evils in the world, but never really heard of gang stalking until recently when it started happening to me. I didn't really understand what was happening because I still sometimes foolishly look for a reason behind people's actions, like your example drink thrown at car with, I love Jesus, bumper sticker, but this time it is people who I don't know and don't know me with no apparent reason for their harassment. God is opening my eyes and exposing me to more confusing types of evils that I guess I never really gave a second thought about. It is so hard to forgive people who hurt you when you have done nothing to them, but you're right, I must forgive and keep praying until I can understand why these things have to happen when it hurts me to heart so much. I'm so sorry your family participates in tormenting you. I don't know you, but God does with that. I'll keep you in my prayers, Reply. _span_Jesus_lives_ 3 months ago _span_Jesus_lives_ @tatchunch_span_dir=auto_style=margin_0px_padding_0px_border_0px_ Thank you for your prayers. I continue to pray for all of you, as well. I know my own sins have brought this upon me to a degree, but only our Father in heaven knows if this will bring me to death. Whether it be violent, or receiving cancer or organ failure. But I will rejoice in my affliction/persecutions. Not because, as many believe, I am delusional, and worship of a God they claim does not exist, because they cannot see Him. But because I know God only chastises those whom He cares for. This is a trial of faith. But one thing I'm certain of, the Bible is clear that the just do not persecute us. The just help with kindness to bring one out of sin. The Bible says only the wicked will persecute another human being. Read 1 Samuel_/span_24:10_span_dir=auto_style=margin_0px_padding_0px_border_0px_17. In the Bible is clear what will happen to the wicked. The just shall be safe even in death. The wicked. Oh boy. Pensive face, I shall not rejoice over the wrath that is to come upon him only for the soul that might be saved by it. It's definitely not easy having a forgiving heart, cause our flesh is carnal/brutish. So for this, every time we think a negative thought towards them, pray over it, Father in heaven, this is not the heart I want, forgive me, guard my heart and cleanse it. Purge me from any evil that dwells within. Help me to have the heart of Christ. Then also pray rather for God to pour His Spirit upon them that persecute us. Each time we do this, we are strengthened. Be strong. God is our defense, _span_Jesus_lives_ 3 months ago_span_Jesus_px_padding_0px_border_0px_show_less_span_ Reply. _span_Jesus_lives_ 0px_padding_0px_border_0px_skills_Obama_span_ 1 month ago _span_Jesus_lives_ 0px_padding_0px_border_0px__span_ Raised fist, blue heart. Reply. _span_Jesus_lives_ 0px_padding_0px_border_0px_Karen_Sawyer_slash_span_ 3 weeks ago _span_Jesus_lives_ 0px_padding_0px_border_0px__slash_span_ That's so true, God sees and knows everything, I rest in that. Reply. The prevalence of the tone is slowly shifting and you will be test in the wind before you make the conclusion to find a need to renounce the hate-based motives and to actually stand as Dr. Lorraine Sheridan did. Anna, repositioning, have your hate taste motives. whatever were the pressures placed upon her to write the condition in 2015 that 100% of the narratives are from persons delusional. She obviously no longer holds that position. Anybody having that position is going to start to have remorse for their reluctance to actually bear forward the witness of the truth. Thou shalt not hold false witness against thy neighbor. You do not need to reply to this. Reply to this what's show your commitment to human condition that hate is not your ruling factor in your life. This comment in full will be saved. I don't lose my writing. The public middle by little must be Kevin the ruling factor of truth that you so far find it hard to fathom why. Conclusion to Oakenzeer. Oakenzeer. Date, Saturday the 20th of May 2006 21 hours 38 minutes and 49 seconds dash 0700. Maxwell's Mart dash 2, 58.122.192.101. Oh kind sir, you agree. Am I right? Am I wrong? Cybermark, 1. Oh kind sir underscore slash b underscore. Underscore b underscore you represent underscore slash b underscore. The building manager at 37 degrees 45 minutes 27.44 seconds north 122 degrees 11 minutes 4.00 seconds west. Underscore b underscore can I have your underscore slash b underscore. Underscore b underscore attention of underscore slash b underscore this human underscore slash b underscore. Underscore b underscore here writing from this space. In the green triangle. Mindway, 2. Are you listening to my pleas of resident need? Here to understand me and not continue the silence. To outcast me away into invalid useless junk. I hurt. I am more that junk I promise you. This is the hurt that is in your representative's care. I have not been heard, and it has been sent. Please sir I beg you, please understand me. Tears are flowing, tears. Underscore B underscore as you represent it, do you want to change the definition of your reality? In all of this matter. Please sir, please. I beg you please do. Anyone in the world can see what I have laid out in this. And it is not going anywhere to get lost. What is our common sense understanding of our reality? Let's find somewhere where we can be free to express it. I know a place, dash it is first in our heart. I know you legally represent your end of things. But truly sir there is no need for this to be at this point. I hope you finally find the understanding to see why. By the forces to what brings this message to you from me in the here and now is where we can interchange and invert the evils of the world in which we stand. Do you want to discuss or debate our common understanding of reality? We can meet here to talk about any of it. Human to human. http://wikipedia.org/wiki/reality. I think our language is common. But even that is not even an issue. For we can inter-twine the automated tools of language translation. So there is no excuse not to try to talk with each other. Oh, speak out what is wrong about the world. Anyway, not trying, defends. The love of ease. That was spoken of long time ago. Did we lose that message somehow? There is discrimination in this world. And slavery, and slaughter, and starvation. The answer is to rely on youth. Not a time of life, but a state of mind. A temper of the will, a quality of imagination. A predominance of courage over timidity. Of the appetite for adventure, over the love of ease. 1966. So again I try, and try again I must. Do you want to debate our state of mind outside of this domain? I say in today's world we are not trying to find the real truth to define the reality of it then. Help me please, dash I don't want to fight. Unless there is another willing to listen. And truly listen to every piece of our hearts. Why do I state this? We two here are not the only ones to regard as the whole 100% valid human truth for then us to define for everyone's human reality. There are others among us that might have an offering of point of view. And they allowed to stand up and be heard. To enable passing yesterdays to each passing new day of today made easy and less costly. Each one of US human being that is out spread across this planet inside divided invisible markers to each square inch of our entire human planet. To remove. There is discrimination in this world. And slavery, and slaughter, and starvation. Forever from existence. It is happening as we speak. We don't need to wither our human lives to dust. We are in the crossroads of this existence in 2006. You agree? Am I right? Am I wrong? But we all have to be speaking the truth from our heart. If we know it is a lie, dash, we have to shun it down and correct the record. If we speak from any other place, nothing can be done. And if we allow ourselves to believe a lie, dash, we are even more wrong. When we all agree we have an understanding. Hooray. Are you afraid to discuss it with me? I just know, dash, the world out there is not very nice. There is discrimination in this world. And slavery, and slaughter, and starvation. And to my end right now I just know, dash. The world in here for me. That in my heart is not very nice. I am feel like junk. I know we may not agree. But if we cannot find understanding, I must walk away, with my human feet. One human step by one human step. Out of this community back to home. Tell me why not? Am I wrong? Am I right? Are you afraid to discuss it with me? I hurt, my soul hurts. That is the emotion that sweeps through my heart. I promise myself. I promise Goddess. I promise God I must. I promise you, kind sir. I will walk to the direction of home. To know I have to be able to speak. To remove. There is discrimination in this world. And slavery, and slaughter, and starvation. We are hurting each other right. Here in the land point in which I stand. We are not right. It did not used to be this way. But I think we are all used up. We have lost our humanity. And for me, I have lost my dignity. But I will not give up. Humanity begs us all to remove. There is discrimination in this world. And slavery, and slaughter, and starvation. And we all must have a voice. 37 degrees 45 minutes 27.44 seconds north, 122 degrees 11 minutes 4.00 seconds west, 53 feet alt. May 20, 2006. I am like no one other person that you have ever met. I for sure know that is true. A reference to what purpose I am working here in all of this. _B_ _The Evolution of Human Culture, some notes prepared for the National Humanities Center, version 2, _B_ _3. Excerpt Introduction. Individual performances are the objects of cultural selection. Performances, in this sense, are the brain events that mediate cultural processes. Individuals and groups endeavor to repeat performances they like, but not performances they don't like. The genetic elements of cultural processes are those properties of cultural objects and events which allow individuals to share in those objects and events. In music, for example, so-dash called rhythm changes is an example of a complex of such memetically active properties. Note, however, that word meanings cannot, in principle, be memetically active, as they are not inscribed in the physical substance of linguistic communication, whether by speech, gestures, or writing. Linguistic meanings are negotiated through interaction. So I am not all that crazy with my philosophy here, now am I? I have downloaded the paper, I think that will be my next full and complete reading. So I begin to put these pieces together of this evening for you. This is basically written as is. I have only had to correct some formatting. And color changes here. Ref, _B_ green triangle and Nazi Germany _B_ 4. Article. Discussion. Edit. History. Login /create account. This page was last modified 1501, the 3rd of October 2012.